This is NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts podcast. I am Sarah Madden from Huntington, and this is my story, Mother Teresa and a Pit Bull. I chose this story because I think it highlights the joys and complexities of educating children. I received interesting feedback from people surprised that elementary students bring these kinds of challenges into schools and that principals can respond with compassion. I loved being a part of NEPM's Story Slam, as it provided me an opportunity to meet other people from the Valley with really interesting stories to tell.
You know, I never expected to be called a bitch so many times working at an elementary school. I started teaching in the Berkshires when I was 22 years old, right after graduating from Mount Holyoke College. I was excited and eager to have a classroom full of second graders. Early on, I realized I had a knack for figuring out what kids needed and finding creative ways to do whatever it took to get them to grow academically, behaviorally, and emotionally. One year, I was told I was getting a student in my class who'd had no success at school. He was very disruptive and often violent. I thought, no problem. I like a challenge. At the beginning of the year, it became clear that "you're a bitch" were his favorite words directed at me. I said, it is not okay for you to swear in the classroom, but swearing doesn't really bother me. So we can go to the small room across the hall if you need to swear. Here's a snippet of how things went across the hall. D, I'm just going to read and you let me know when you're ready to go back. You're a bitch. You're such a bitch. I'm going to smack you. You may absolutely not hit me. If you need to hit something, you can hit the punching pillow I put there for you. Fuck you. Fuck, you think I'm done? Fucking done with you? I'm not fucking done with you. I guess I'm ready to go back. Okay, all right, let's go back. The kids will be happy to see you. You think so, really? I said, yeah, I think so. So I loved being a classroom teacher, but after 21 years, I decided I wanted to lead school communities and hopefully inspire teachers. So I became an elementary school principal. I ended up at a school, pre-K to 7, over 600 students, 80% of whom were low income or high need. There were plenty of opportunities to be called a bitch. I had read once that to be a good principal, you had to be a mix of Mother Teresa and a pit bull. So I worked hard to stand tall, show the kids that I would do just about anything for them, but they'd better not mess with me. I was the fourth principal in 5 years at that school. Many of the kids had developed really unfortunate habits of disrespect, and it took a lot of time and love to build trust and community. After 3 years of working 70-hour weeks at that school, the school had made an enormous amount of growth, but I had not had dinner once with my husband on a school night. So I decided I'm going to apply for a job here in the Valley. I thought, less bitch, more time. Well, at my new school, there was a fifth grade student, Kay, who was in the habit of bolting out of class and running around the school whenever she felt like it. And she ended up in my office one day and said, I'm not going to stay in here. She said, I'm not going to stay in here, and called me a bitch. Surprise. And I said, sorry, now I'm flustered. Surprise. She called me a bitch. Surprise. Said she didn't like me and that she wished the old principal were still here. And I let her know, you don't have to like me. But when I became a principal, I promised myself that I would make decisions in the best interest of children. And I knew it wasn't in her best interest to keep running around the school whenever she felt like it. If she needed to leave class, we could make a plan for that. But I couldn't let her keep doing that. And she said, "You're a bitch," and bolted for the door. So I held my foot there to block the door, and she proceeded to stomp all over it. And I held my ground and pretended like my foot didn't hurt and let her know that she had to settle down, and then we could make a plan. She ended up having a pretty good fifth grade year, and then years later, she was in the high school chorus and came back to the elementary school to give us a concert, and she was all grown up, poised, looked pretty happy. And after the concert, she came up and gave me a big hug and said to one of her friends, "This is my old principal. Remember I told you I hurt her foot? Is your foot okay? I'm so sorry." I said, "My foot is fine, and it was so good to see you." The students I told you about and all the others that I had to cut from the story to make it 5 minutes had all experienced some sort of pain or trauma. And it's how we respond to the pain that matters. Creating healthy boundaries and responding with love allows students to heal and grow, to learn and laugh. And if that means getting called a bitch every now and then along the way, so be it.
That was Sarah Madden with her tale of Mother Teresa and a pit bull that she told as part of our elementary story slam at the Shea Theater last spring. I'm Katie Wright, the producer of NEPM's Valley Voices podcasts. Valley Voices is a co-production with the Academy of Music, and we're already working together to plan season 11. The first call for auditions is coming soon, so make sure you don't miss it. Sign up for our emails and get all of our timely announcements. You can do that through nepm.org or just send us a note at valleyvoices@nepm.org. And in the meantime, see you next week for another one of NEPM's Summer Shorts podcasts.